Well, he certainly hasn't, but it is true to say that the deficit, which we've been bandying this £178 billion figure around since December, when he estimated that's how big his shortfall was going to be for this year, actually, it's probably going to be a wee bit smaller. He's got more than he thought from the bonus tax on the city. Unemployment's been a little bit lower than expected. So he may be able to tell us he's got a slightly smaller deficit than he thought, perhaps up to £10 billion smaller. And that does make the leeway for a few cheap giveaways.
We're told that he wants to make £11 billion worth of efficiency savings. Do we know how he's going to do that?
Well, this is a trick that the government has pulled over and over again to talk about efficiency savings. And the claim is always that they can find the money through saving money on backroom services, things like human resources and finance and these kinds of things, without affecting frontline services. But there have been several rounds of this now, and certainly £5 billion worth of it was announced in the pre-budget report. So you have to be increasingly sceptical, I think, about how much of this you can do with, you know, genuinely without touching the front line.
And there's going to be a crackdown on tax evasion, another way of saving some money.
Yes, this is an interesting political point, really. I mean, we've had several crackdowns on tax evasion, but of course, with the Lord Ashcroft scandal fresh in everybody's minds, it's quite a nice opportunity for, Labour to give anyone who's hiding their money offshore as hard a time as they possibly can, and remind everybody that we might associate the Conservatives with these kinds of practices.
And the budget is a springboard for Labour's election campaign. How will Alistair Darling attempt to mark out the difference between Labour and the Tories with this budget?
Well, I think he wants to talk about what happens beyond the recession, because we're just out of recession, although the economy is still very fragile. And I think he wants to give us the sense that Labour has a longer term plan for rebuilding the economy. He's going to talk about creating low carbon jobs, for example, and, you know, rebalancing the economy towards manufacturing, which the government wants to kind of help more actively than it has in recent years. And give us a sense that, well, the Tories are very much focused on cutting the deficit. That's really the heart of their economic policy. Labour is thinking a little bit more long term about what kind of economy we might want to have in 2, 3, 5 or 10 years' time.